This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now into hour number two, starting next segment. I hope you're telling friends and family to tune in. We're going to review 2,000 mules. That's so seminal and so key to victory and taking back our freedom from these frauds. But I want to air a few clips back to back that just illustrate a lot. Here is MSNBC host, guest saying, wants to make sweet love to the Supreme Court leaker and then kill the baby with him. And you see a lot of this, them mixing in killing babies with sexual pleasure. I'm going to put a compilation together of this because there's a lot of this. There's a fetish out there where you get pregnant and then you kill the baby together. And this is demonic. These people are purely satanic. I want to play this clip and then talk about the big awakening, $40 billion for Ukraine. But at the very same time, no baby formula. Here it is.
I guess so. I mean, here's the thing. Here's my feeling about the leaker. I would like to find out who the leaker is so I can make sweet love to that person. Because that person is a hero to me. Okay? And if the leaker, a lot of people are saying it could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus. And let them know. I don't know if that answered your question. I probably didn't.
It was a little off topic. Go ahead, okay. Jen. Take this one.
It's all rumor right now, right?
Been having to look pretty heavily for it, I would say, for the last 4 or 5 months, but this last month it's just become impossible to find.
Unfortunately for like me, that I can't breastfeed my kids, I depend a lot on formula, or else my kid can't eat.
You would think it wouldn't be a problem to be able to feed your baby, but now it's really scary.
How is this America? This is the United States of America. And as American mothers, like the ones you just heard from, they're struggling to feed their children. We're sending billions and billions and billions to Eastern Europe. In the last hour, the House passed a bill to send another $40 billion to Ukraine in military and humanitarian aid. Is this even popular with the American people? Well, we took the streets to do our own little survey.
Babies are coming first. Why not take care of the children? That doesn't make any sense. I think the government needs to do more than that. They need to really think about America and put money on the side for our means first. Take care of ourselves, then we can take care of the rest of the world. I'm very sensitive to the people who are losing their lives. I'm very sensitive to the fact that people are dying unnecessarily. However, we have the same problems here in the United States. I don't see any of these issues being addressed here in our own country. There's still homelessness here. There's still unemployment here.
Inflation, screwing every working class person, especially young people.
What do you do if you can't find formula? My daughter breastfeeds, but if you can't find a formula, what do you give your new grandson? I don't know what the appropriate amount of money to send to Ukraine is, but I think we need to take care of business at home at the same time.
There's a lot going on in America, so it's like, why are we worried about overseas? That's all I got to say on that one.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The gentleman from Maryland talked about protecting this institution, or talked about this institution, but we got a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't had a chance to review the bill. My staff is pouring over the pages trying to see what's in it. You want to talk about the institution? You want to talk about standing up alongside Ukraine? Why don't we actually have a debate on the floor of the People's House instead of the garbage of getting a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not paid for, without having any idea what's really in it, with a massive slush fund that goes to the State Department, $13 billion, $8 billion for the Economic Support Fund, $110 million for embassy security. We've got $40 billion that is unpaid for, and you want to sit here and lecture this body about what we're going to do or not do about standing alongside Ukraine? Why don't we talk about the American people who are hurting, the wide open borders, the inflation that's killing people, the jobs that people can't get because of the cost of goods and services in this country? Sitting here and being lectured to when I don't even have time to look at a $40 billion unpaid bill. I make a motion to adjourn.
Hey everyone, this is Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're back in session this week, and you know what Congress wants to do? They want to send nearly $40 billion to Ukraine. While American mothers can't find baby formula, and while our border is being completely invaded every single day, and fentanyl is flooding across and killing Americans, but Congress thinks it's their job to fund $40 billion of your hard-earned tax dollars to Ukraine while farmers are suffering, mothers can't get baby formula, and our border is being completely invaded.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
America is being dismantled, destroyed by design. We are being looted. $40 billion was passed 2 hours after a multi-thousand-page $40 billion bill was rammed through that we now know gives billions and billions and billions of dollars to the State Department to do whatever it wants with it. Secret funding for the CIA. War with Russia intensifying. Meanwhile, we have the new head czar at the Ministry of Truth, the Soros Davos fellow, coming out in a clip we'll play here in just a moment, saying they want to surveil everything you say online in live time, including your emails and text messages. That's what they've been pushing, even on CNN with Brian Stelter. Think of the surveillance of that, not just the censorship. And control what you can say and edit your tweets and edit your Instagrams or be able to fully block it. What is this all about? It's about total AI control by these arrogant, out-of-control monsters that we've allowed to break all the basic laws and rules of common sense. Those of us that know history and see a checklist of tyranny know the signs of it. Well, this isn't the signs of it. This is a raging, out-of-control inferno destroying our freedoms, gobbling up everything in front of it. And the more they get away with, the more they do it. This is a mad, criminal, globalist depopulation orgy, because after all, stealing and robbing and wrecking everything is part of saving the Earth while they GMO the entire planet and spray aluminum dioxide across the planet to kill the plants and insects. This is the terraforming to kill the planet in front of everybody's faces. And that's why this hour we're going to review a key chink in their armor, and that is the amazing filmmaker, the greatest living documentarian, Dinesh D'Souza, and his 2,000 Mules. And we're putting links up on the live show feed where you can go see the film, and where you can promote it to others, and where you can support independent filmmaking like they do and we do and many others do. It's such a key way of getting around the censors. We're going to be playing 10 clips this hour from the film. We'll be doing a review and breakdown of it starting next segment. But I wanted to set the table here and talk about what we're facing. FCC chairman says Biden's disinformation board is unconstitutional. That's how you push back with the truth. Biden's information czar demands power to edit other people's tweets. Infowars.com. Bill Gates wants to create a 3,000-person social media unit to quash vaccine misinformation. That means questioning all his lies, like when he said it would kill 5 million people and it didn't. And now he admits it was just like the flu. Leftists hate free speech because they fear dissent, not disinformation. Musk says Twitter ban of Trump was foolish in the extreme. would reverse as soon as he gets control of the company. Stolen election. New Biden press secretary slammed for tweet about 2016 election saying it was stolen. They can say it. They can try to do a 10-day hearing in the Senate. But when we do it, it's illegal and the Justice Department investigates you. When the Democrats storm a Capitol, none of them get arrested. When 1,000 get waved in, only a few hundred fought the cops, those people face life in prison. This is the next level tyranny that we live under, and it's only going to get worse until we decide to stand up and stop complying with this evil. So here is the mind control czar openly saying they want to be able to edit tweets in live time. Here is the Soros fellow.
As used in making arrests.
And I am eligible for it because I'm verified. But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets. So just as a easy example, not from any political standpoint, if President Trump were still on Twitter and tweeted a claim about voter fraud, someone could add context from one of the 60 lawsuits that went through the court, or something that an election official in one of the states said, perhaps your own Secretary of State and his news conferences, something like that. Adding context so that people have a fuller picture rather than just an individual claim on a tweet.
That's Nina Jankowicz, who wants to get between you and other people as your minder to decide what you can and can't say and how you should be punished. Remember Tony Montana and the fictional movie Scarface based on a composite true stories? He's trying to get in the U.S. They ask him if he's a communist. He says, are you kidding? He basically starved to death under communism. You have a spy on every corner watching you, telling you what to eat, when to sleep, when to work, what you can do. Want to live under these people? No, I'm not a communist. F no, I'm not a communist. And now, more good pushback. DeSantis signs bill for Florida students to learn about victims of communism. Let's get some real education that's political, if it's all going to be political now, and teach people about the force that killed more people than anything else in human history and that is a purely satanic force. All right, we're going to go to break here in about 3-4 minutes. I got some other news I want to hit. And we're going to come back and get into the 2,000 mules and how important that 2022 film is and more. And I just want to encourage all of you to understand and to realize that whether it's this film or whether it's this show or whether it's clips of Tucker, everything is having a huge effect. The enemy spends all their time trying to block our communications, trying to control us, because if we communicate, they will fail. And look, I know you know that, but it's something that really needs to sink in. People come up to me every day when I'm out and they say, man, I love your show, blah, 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 but I haven't been able to find it in years. And I go, did you think about InfoWars.com? Did you think about Man Up Video? No. My buddy still listens. I should have asked him that. Yeah, just get them conscious, get them thinking, and then tell them, hey, once you're back on listening, tell everybody you know that Alex Jones lives. InfoWars lives. Owen Schroyer lives. Harrison Smith lives. All these great guests and these great reporters and these great special report and documentary makers like Darren McBreen and Greg Reese and all the rest of the great crew here. This is important truth, like water to a someone dying of thirst and of dehydration in the desert. And if we don't bring it, nobody will. So I cannot explain to you enough when you call in and say, what do we do? We educate the public and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn, to quote Thomas Jefferson. It really is up to you. So please, keep us on the air, spread the word, and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You need X2. Almost everybody is deficient in iodine. You're getting iodine if you even get it in your diet that's bound to other compounds so you don't absorb it properly. All the studies show that. We have the very best clean, deep-earth crystal iodine for 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. It's selling out soon, but you can get it for 40% off when you get it in a combo pack with Ultra 12 now back in stock, the highest quality vitamin B12 you're going to find out there, taken out of the tongue. And all the things these do together in synergy are simply amazing. So it's the InfoWars Core Combo Pack, 40% off by itself. The Ultra 12, get the Ultra 12 for 40% off with Survival Shield X2 in the combo pack, 40% off as well. That special, we got a lot of Ultra 12 came in, thank God, but the X2, we got it in a week or so. Had to go back to regular price because it's a few months till more comes in, and I'm going to sell the rest of it at full price to fund our operation. But I really want to get those of you that have been on the fence, those of you that haven't tried it or experienced it, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do that. Also, hundreds of designs of T-shirts I did over the years, many of which were big sellers, many of which barely sold, never promoted most of them. We're selling out all those. They're limited edition. 80% of them are gone now. There's like 15,000 shirts left. Get some of these historic shirts and fund the InfoWar. They're all being sold at cost at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was.
Well, I'm sure glad they didn't abort this beautiful lady, her beautiful voice. Angel. All right, so the globalists are testing worldwide martial law with COVID. They're bringing in a world ID system. They're cutting off the resources. They're starting giant wars. They're starving the third world to death. They're flooding us with high-tech drugs. They're weaponizing all these robots and tracker systems. We're in the new world order. And one of the most powerful tools to counter them is the truth through documentary films, something we reach hundreds of millions of people with. Back when I was making films and doing that, and I've not made one in 10 years, I've been so focused on live coverage and things that are going on. But thank God others fill the void, like Tucker Carlson and the great documentaries he's been making, and people like Dinesh D'Souza, 2000mules.com. You can go there. They're not a sponsor. I'm just promoting them. And you can watch the film. I would have people, friends and family over to watch it. You can get the DVD to give it to people, 2000mules.com. What I'm going to do right now is go through some very important clips from the film so that it will encourage others to, again, do their own research and look into this. But what is so huge is that this proves what I said and what Robert Barnes said and what all the experts said, that the electronic voting machine and the Chinese hacking satellites and all that was red herrings, and some good people bought into it so that it would be a dead end. When the Democrats laid it all out months before and said there will be a red mirage, it'll look like he wins, but there will be enough absentee ballots that we predict it'll be Democrat, and enough of the voting by mail because of COVID hoax and fraud. And I'm not saying COVID doesn't exist, but you know what I mean, the whole power grab, using that as a pretext for the mail-in ballots. Now, they used geolocating. They were able to buy from private companies that track you to then go find the voting locations, find the identities of the people, and show them putting hundreds of ballots, in many cases, per box and going up to 10 different locations on tape. And they could have shown thousands of more mules, not just the 2,000 they went and documented, but that was their budget. Smoking, absolute definition of a smoking gun. This is open and shut. There isn't a grand jury wouldn't indict these people. There isn't a jury wouldn't convict them. And it was coordinated massively on a nationwide scale. They even tried to steal Texas. They even tried to steal Florida. But they had absentee ballots, voting rolls, people that had moved out of states. They only had so many bullets in their gun with the names they could put on there. So they almost stole Texas. They almost stole Florida, but you can see when they're running up with the Republicans beating them, and then all of a sudden they run out and it just stops. No more votes. Because there was such a landslide. So this is beyond critical that we get this information out to everybody. So I'm going to go through these clips. Clip one is the intro roundtable, Dinesh D'Souza, Larry Elder, Dennis Prager, and many others. and why more Republicans aren't speaking up. Well, you get demonized, you get attacked, you get censored, you get sued. Clip two, intro investigators. Lay out what's actually happening and unfolding. Past election fraud, that it's okay to point out it's happening, that our own State Department goes around and polices elections around the world and doesn't even follow its own rules here. Geo-tracking I played earlier, we'll play that again. Mule requirements. What is a mule? Pattern of lie. Pennsylvania fraud. Video evidence. Large Dropbox haul. This is just some of what's in the film. Let's go ahead and play clip 1, 2, and 3. Let's go ahead and play those clips back to back.
In the Republican Party, I keep hearing people who seem annoyed at the revisiting of the 2020 election. Their attitude appears to be, let bygones be bygones. Let's just move on.
I think the reason that many Republicans are saying, let's move on, is because bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
And because they know how vulnerable they are and how much they're going to be bashed.
Well, yeah, you're called a sore loser. You're called a conspiracy theorist.
The people who say that, let's move forward, are people in the elite who see Donald Trump as an anomaly. You will not win in any district in this country because you have said that the 2020 election was a fraud. And if they can't win on this issue, then don't use it.
Well, it doesn't have to be the only issue, but their unwillingness even to speak up about it, I think, is despicable.
Show me the proof, and I'll bet you they do speak up, just like I will speak more. And I'm not running for office, but I have not gone on board of, I know for a fact this was a fraud.
Show me the money.
Now, Greg Phillips, what's your background that prepares you for this kind of work?
I've been in and around election intelligence and integrity for about 40 years. We've done investigations literally all over the world. It's a combination of data acquisition, data analysis, occasionally some in-depth data mining. Our ability to draw meaningful conclusions that link the who to the when to the where is significant in the space.
Catherine, you started the group called True the Vote in the year 2010. What was your mission or objective?
We just didn't have enough volunteers working at the polls in our local elections, so we began by training people to work in the polls, and then as we got further into it, we recognized, wow, some of the problems you see at the polls can be attributed to problems in the voter rolls. Well, what can we do about the voter rolls? And so it turned into something much bigger than we had anticipated.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 elections in the world. No one has more data than we do.
So I started True the Vote to ensure that every American voter has an opportunity to participate in elections.
I think I became familiar with your work when you gave congressional testimony. Now, that was in the year 2014. Well, you told me about this remarkable election in which you had vote harvesting and vote trafficking, but it was on behalf of a Republican candidate.
Exactly. In North Carolina, it was unique in that it actually overturned an election.
There's going to be a new election in the North Carolina congressional district engulfed in a scandal over voting fraud.
This all centers around allegations that an operative for Harris then hired a team of people to harvest absentee ballots, paying them between $2 and $3 a vote.
So you have an activist, the guy's name was McCray Dowless, and he worked for the Bladen Improvement Association, which was a kind of an African-American get voters to the polls, but apparently they were doing all kinds of vote harvesting, and he learned the strategy. Then he broke with them, and he took his services to Mark Harris, a Republican, well, actually a pastor who was running.
Correct.
And Harris won. He pulled it off.
In 40 years of doing this, we've seen this over and over again. Sometimes the schemes are a little bit different. Sometimes it's people out banging on doors, gathering ballots. Sometimes the ballots are sent here, gathered here, deposited there. But the trafficking itself is always the same basic pattern.
All right. 2000mules.com. Get it. Watch it. Stream it. Get the DVD to have a hard copy of it. Show it at your church. Show it at your businesses. It's so important. I'm going to try to buy 100,000 of them if I get a hold of them and get a good deal. We're starting to talk to DeSouza. He's been on the show many times. But he's on next week. And we are going to really push this hard. But don't wait. Get it now and get it out. This can save the country and the world. We're going to come back with more clips from the powerful film, 2,000 Mules They Don't Want You to See. And again, we're streaming this live right now at InfoWars.com/show and man.video. Please share those links. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made.
Gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
I just got a brand new.
You keep saying when you ought to be a changing.
Box of matches.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
Ladies and gentlemen,
these boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
The globalists are going down.
One of these days, these boots,
and you know, as you grow up, you start drinking coffee, you associate coffee with a new day and the good part of the day, just like you associate smelling the roses with a good day. And 2,000 Mules with Dinesh D'Souza smells like victory. You know, they say napalm smells like victory in the morning. But I'm telling you, this is napalm to lies. Let's continue with some of these important clips. Here's one on geo-tracking to explain to folks that don't know what it is and how they were able to then go get all this information from private companies and go and get with subpoenas the Dropbox camera, and there they were committing the crime. Absolutely incredible. So we'll play that clip, and then you have mule requirements. Greg explains the criteria they use to determine who was a mule, 10 or more trips to a Dropbox location, and 5 or more visits to stash houses, which are nonprofit locations where they would pick up the ballots. And that's the organized crime nature of this, and all we need is some people to come out and blow the whistle. But it'll have to be at state grand juries because the feds are completely part of this and ran it. Was when witnesses came forward, the FBI came and threatened them. Folks that were saying, why am I delivering 50,000 ballots to some safe house? All filled in for Joe Biden. Oh, we're the FBI. We may arrest you. You're not supposed to be looking in there. Imagine being those FBI agents and look at yourself in the morning. Oh, but it's for a good cause. Trump's Hitler. That's why the ballots were only filled out against Trump and Senate candidates. That was the moral decision. Oh, we're just getting hundreds of thousands of people involved in this fraud. And the boldness of doing that is if they wouldn't get caught. Because Trump's Hitler. And his supporters are Hitler. And we're Captain America fighting Red Skull and Hydra. Here are the clips.
What, Greg, is geo-tracking?
So the idea is to collect these signals that are emitted from your phone. Your cell phone is delivering information to apps that are collecting that ping. So there are four key coordinates: the lat, long, the elevation, and the time. And with that data, we can then build a pattern of life around you. So that phone's here right now. Well, where's it going to be at 5 o'clock? And where's it going to be tonight?
Well, here's my cell phone. My cell phone is off. Can I be geo-tracked even with the cell phone being off?
Possibly.
Depending on the apps.
Depending on the apps.
Companies do all day, every day.
Now, this is the point. We were just at the Apple store and at CVS, and on both occasions, they knew where you were, evidently.
Absolutely.
And they were telling you about specials, they were. So people have experience of this.
There's 300,000 or so apps that gather that data, and then they sell it to brokers.
Isn't it also true that this geo-tracking has now become a vital tool for the military, for the intelligence agencies, and for law enforcement?
Indeed. They're using it almost every day. I'll say that there's no question amongst anyone that I know in the community that many, if not all, of the people that were involved in the situation at the Capitol on January 6th were being tracked previous to January 6th because they already knew what their pattern of life was. They already knew who to look at.
Many of the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th left digital footprints that law enforcement has used in making arrests.
You're saying they must have known about these people before because some of those guys were arrested one day, 3 days, 5 days after January 6th. And that's not enough time to do the geo-tracking analysis.
The very idea that you could go from the afternoon of January 6th to acquiring the data, tracking the data, unmask who actually owns that phone, which the government is required to do, and then get it to a grand jury, make an arrest in 72 hours.
Impossible.
It's not possible. They had to have been tracking the people in advance. Final decision was they had to have been to 10 or more drop boxes, meaning unique visits inside of a space, and 5 or more visits to one or more of these organizations.
Those were the outliers. It was such an aberrant pattern.
So what you're saying, I mean, it seems to me there's no reason for someone to go to even 2 drop boxes, but you're saying that maybe there's a conceivable reason someone did that. Let's identify a large number of drop boxes and multiple trips, and that way we're going to catch not all the offenders, right, but the worst offenders.
The way we would describe it is we want to absolutely ensure that we don't have false positives, meaning including people that should not have been included. We're not in any way saying that this is all there is. We're just saying that based on our criteria that we identified in Atlanta, 242 people that went to an average of 24 drop boxes in 8 organizations during a 2-week period.
Incredible. And that's just looking at one city, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to what is a mule? Let's explain that from 2,000 mules.
What is a mule?
When we started the project, we had to figure out how are we going to describe the individuals and the elements involved. And to us, it felt a lot like a cartel. It felt a lot like trafficking. It can be trafficking in drugs, trafficking in humans. In this instance, it's ballot trafficking. And so we began to use that vernacular. A mule is, by our definition, a person that is involved in picking up ballots from locations and running them to the drop boxes. So you have the collectors on the one hand, you have the stash houses, which are the nonprofits, and then you have the mules that are doing the drops.
What do we know about them? Who are they?
Well, first let me say, this is not grandma out walking her dog. Bad backgrounds, bad reputations. We've had encounters with several that are not terribly positive.
Violent guys.
Can be. They are interested in one thing, that's money.
Now let's continue with the pattern of life of these individuals who were organized through the NGOs, through Soros, through the UN, the Democratic Party, who then executed these operations and even bragged that they were doing it. This is their pattern of life.
So we're going to show you a visual, a pattern of life that someone can see and look at rather than just a whole spreadsheet of numbers, being able to look at it in this manner. What you see here on the screen is a single person on a single day in Atlanta, Georgia. They went to 28 drop boxes and 5 organizations in one day.
What are the orange dots?
Those are drop boxes.
And what is the blue tracks?
That is a smoothed out pattern of life so that we could take the sort of the movement of the individual cell phone signals, marry them together into something that's visual so that you can see movement on the individual. To get to some of these drop boxes, you had to be intentional. You had to get off the highway. You had to go on surface streets. You had to turn in somewhere in order to get to those drop boxes.
And the circles, I take it, reflect the nonprofit centers. Are that the places where the ballots originate?
The stash houses, where the ballots are collected and handed to the mules to take to the drop box.
And when we come back, the footage at those places of them going in the NGOs, coming out with boxes and going to the drop boxes to stuff them. Open and shut, caught red-handed, and of course the FBI basically ran the whole operation. We know the Justice Department helped run it with the CIA.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday transmission. We are reviewing key clips from the groundbreaking historic film, 2,000 Mules. Watch the film in full or get the DVD at 2000mules.com. And I'm going to get as many DVDs as I can at Solomon, InfoWars.com as well. And really, InfoWars' greatest service is boosting and magnifying the small important stories that are important in the larger frame and small independent people that are being suppressed, but also magnifying really important, big, groundbreaking things like this. And that's why the enemy recognizes InfoWars as one of the key nexus points, if not the key nexus point, that boosts the truth through the censors and gets us the big victories. That means you're the ones that have done that, and I salute you and I appreciate you all. So please keep this platform on the air, InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, and it magnifies everything we're doing together. All right. Again, the film's incredible. Let's continue with the Pennsylvania fraud, the video evidence, large Dropbox haul. Let's go ahead and play clip 8, 9, and 10 back-to-back.
Go to Pennsylvania, critical state. I think it was Pennsylvania that really gave Biden the election.
Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules at rates well beyond anything we'd seen. Closer to 50 drop boxes each.
Each guy going to 50 drop boxes?
Each. 1,100. We saw people driving back and forth to New Jersey across the bridge.
But you're saying the ballots may not even be from Philadelphia or from Pennsylvania.
Well, we're saying somebody should have.
But you're saying that the origin point appears to be Jersey. Now, running 1,100 mules times 50, we are 50,000 Dropbox visits by the mules alone in Philadelphia or greater Philadelphia area. It's one thing to have the scientific evidence, which is persuasive on its own merits, but do you have video evidence?
We do.
How much of it do you have?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
Official surveillance video of these mail-in drop boxes.
Yes.
How do you get it?
You can file for open records requests. Any citizen can do this. It was a very difficult series of steps that had to be followed to procure the actual surveillance video.
Do you have video in Georgia?
We do.
Is it video from the presidential election, the runoff election, or both?
Both.
Do you have video from other states?
Some video from Arizona. We have recently learned video was specifically turned off on particular drop boxes.
In which state?
Arizona. Wisconsin, it turns out, even though the rules required them to have video.
Did they do the video?
No, they did not.
There should be video on every Dropbox.
Indeed.
Given today's kind of cost of technology, it would not have been that hard to do it. And you sent me a screenshot, Catherine, where you were requesting video. And I believe it was the state of Georgia saying this video does not exist and we can't tell you why it doesn't exist.
Right. That was in Fulton County. We have correspondence like that from a lot of states.
We've seen circumstances where it appears that buckets full of ballots showed up. There's one box in Gwinnett County that had a chain of custody document with 1,962 ballots noted on this. And first of all, that's roughly 10 times what we normally see. We sorted through the geodata, found a few hundred people. Okay, well, that's pretty odd. We have video of all of this. And guess what it shows? 271 people approached that ballot drop box during that 25-hour period. 271. 1,962 ballots were deposited.
Wow. Here are election officials pulling out of that drop box two full duffel bags containing over 1,900 ballots.
You see, that's the real hallmark of a tyranny, is it organizes a large group like the Nazi Party or the Communist Party to carry out a mass crime. And now they've gotten so many people involved in the crime, they're going to fight to cover that crime up. And imagine the new crimes this syndicate's going to commit if they're not brought to justice. But because the Justice Department was in there and the CIA, criminal elements of them, quarterbacking this, they will now fight like the devil to suppress that information. Again, we're playing key clips and analyzing them here from 2000 Mules, a seminal film by Dinesh D'Souza. Let's go ahead and play clip 11 and 12, the glove mules, and, of course, 4 million minutes. Again, this is critical beyond anything else out there. They did steal the election. This is the smoking gun proof.
This particular one is at approximately 1 o'clock in the morning on January the 5th.
Stuffs the ballots in there. It's like a small stackish, maybe three, maybe four. Takes them off and then puts them in a trash can that she never looked at.
So she knew it was there.
She knew it was there, right? And so we have her in a number of locations.
She's an out-of-state mule, and this is in no way the only drop box that she attended.
That's right.
No, she's goes to dozens and dozens over the course of these two elections.
Who's next?
What you're going to see is he approaches the drop box on his bike. He also has a backpack on. Pulled the ballots out of his backpack.
Taking his time.
Taking his time, digging around, looking for some ballots. Finally gets that, pulls them out. Okay, now I'm set. And he'll put them in. But you also see him get sort of frustrated as he starts to leave, because guess what? At this point, they had started requiring the mules, apparently, to take pictures of the stuffing of the ballots. It appears that that's how they get paid. So they take a picture and stuff it in. They take a picture, not a selfie, but a picture of the actual ballot going in. But this guy gets frustrated, so he actually has to park his bike, get off.
So if you were there just casting your own ballot, what reason in the world would you have to come back and take a picture of the box?
And he kneels down.
Looking around.
He takes some pictures. And so these are the kind of things. 4 million minutes of this. This was an organized effort to subvert a free and fair election. This is organized crime. You can't look at this data in its aggregate and believe anything otherwise. That's especially true when you consider that in places like Georgia, it was only decided by 10,000, 12,000 votes. And you look at 5,000 visits just from our mules, it's not a leap to say, yes, this would have made a difference.
Adding these numbers up, we have 2,000 plus mules based upon not searching these whole states. And
right.
Remember, we're only talking about a small number of states. We're not talking about the whole country.
We're not even talking about whole states.
We're not even talking about whole states.
Right. That's right.
And we're also talking about a gross undercount of the actual number of mules because you set a high bar. They had to go to 10 drop boxes. So if there's a mule who went to 7 drop boxes, you wouldn't catch that guy.
And they had to go to nonprofits. So they had to meet those two criteria and then go to one of the geofence drop boxes. If they met the two criteria but went to a post office box, we're not going to look at them.
One of the slogans of the Democrats through all this debate has been, make every vote count. And I think we can now see in a chilling way that this is kind of what they mean. What they mean is, it doesn't matter if all kinds of illegal ballots are being dropped in, let's just count them.
Now, understand that if you're a radio listener, they're all wearing masks and gloves, and they take the gloves off when they're done. They take the photo. Again, my brother-in-law, smart, educated chemist, he came in here a day after the election, extremely upset. He said, I was just up at the main post office in Austin on Congress, and he saw a guy with dozens and dozens of ballots with names on it, different names, taking photos of each one in front of the clerk, not even hiding it, doing it. Because this went on for like a week after to make sure they got what they needed. And remember, Fox News will not let you talk about this, will not let Tucker Carlson have guests on about this, and is suppressing this. That's why InfoWars is so precious, other independent outlets. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with more. And then I'm going to shift gears into some new Pentagon CIA propaganda that is the craziest stuff I've ever seen. Wait till we cover this. Believe me, you're going to want to see this next hour. And Roger Stone is going to be popping in as well. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today. 2000mules.com. This is just a fraction of the film you've seen. We want everybody to get it. They're not a sponsor. I'm just promoting because it'll save the country and the world. 2000mules.com. But support us, please. We'll be on air. Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.